Welcome back to Las Vegas. I am Harvey Hyde. You're listening to our Coors Sports Topic Show every Tuesday and Wednesday night. And part of our Coors Sports Topic Show is our Notre Dame football report with Frank Pomerico. Before we get with Frank, let's give our shout out for a sponsor of this year-round sponsor, and that is Station Casinos, STN Sports app, the most trusted, reliable way to bet racing sports in Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations across Las Vegas or throughout the state. Visit stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com for more information. Frank Pomerico, you had a week off. You got the rest up. You're healed, and you're ready to take on Clemson. You're going on the road.
Coach, great to be with you. Just a little note here. We got about 2 inches on the ground. It's coming down pretty hard. Most of it's lake effect snow coming off Lake Michigan from Benton Harbor down to South Bend here. But it's, we just rushed right through fall. Our colors are getting a little duller. About a week ago when Southern Cal was here, it was really sharp. Now it's starting to dull a little with past peak, but that's okay. Now tomorrow's is the 1st of November. We've got 2 inches on the ground and it's still coming down.
Well, Frank, you've been spoiled. You've had all this beautiful weather. Now it's time for you to get out the coat and put the dogs in the house and put the logs on the fire.
Well, Coach, the dogs really like the snow and the colder weather better than they do the hot weather. Patty, our Labradoodle, a lot of times he'll lay down when it's too hot and he wants to rest. But during the snow, he and Bo love to run around and enjoy the snowflakes and sliding in the snow. So they have a good time. But, hey, Coach, I know who had a really good time last week was Notre Dame. I mean, they played against the University of Pitt, and there was a lot of questions because Pitt had beat Louisville, and Louisville beat Notre Dame pretty soundly. I think it was 33-20. And this game was a real question mark for a lot of people. But Notre Dame won the game in every aspect of the game, offensively, defensively, and also on special teams. They ran one back 82 yards. Offensively, they were dominant, especially in the second half. They scored 41 points. Defensively, they made interceptions. They scored touchdowns and recovered fumbles. It was a great day for the Irish. Sam Hartman had 288 yards passing, and Steve Angeli also had a touchdown and 92 yards passing. He's the heir apparent. If there's not going to be another transfer in the portal coming in, he's somebody that can take over the job, and he's quite capable. We estimate had 19 carries for 114 yards, and Coach, he's like a little bus. He's like a Jerome Bettis in a lot of ways. Not quite as heavy. Probably somebody who's a little leaner than Bettis was, but he is a heck of a tough football player. He's hard to bring down. He had 3 touchdowns rushing in that game, which was tremendous. Receiving, Flores had 2 catches for 72 yards. Evans had 5 catches for 66. Got a call from James Amade. He told me that Evans is going to be out for the rest of the season. He had a torn ACL, and we'll have to get that repaired. So we're kind of feel bad about that because Evans was making some spectacular catches. And according to James Amade, he's a tremendous young man and somebody that it really adds to the chemistry of the team. Chris Tyree also had 3 catches for 62 yards. But the big play he made was the 82-yard punt return. Coach, he broke about 3 or 4 tackles that we thought that he was caught, but he kept going and he never quit. And he ran 82 yards for that score, really broke the back of Pittsburgh at that point. Second half, Coach, 41 points to the Irish. They were scoring every way possible. They were getting every turnover and deep in the in Pitt's territory. So it was a good game. Defensively, Bertrand had 5 tackles. Harper had 5 tackles. And Watts had 3. There was 4 interceptions amongst the defensive backfield. They all were getting their picks. So it was a good day. It was a really good day for the Irish. And it's preparing them now. I hope their heads don't get too big because it's preparing their takeoff and go to play against Clemson, which I think is a whole different story than Pitt. This is a team that's really going to be ready, Coach.
Well, I tell you, Frank, do you think that Notre Dame is peaking at the right time? They beat Pitt. Pitt beat Louisville. They could be peaking at the right time, getting to know each other and play together.
Well, Coach, I think they are really on a roll right now. I think there are some – I think Coach Freeman is still learning the ins and outs of timeouts and when to use them the best. And his coaching strategy, I think, has to get a little bit sharper. Coach, I remember Coach Farsesian said he was a head coach for 14 years before he got the Notre Dame job. And he needed every one of those years of experience in order to tackle the ups and downs of what a Notre Dame coach has to go through. Not only is he fighting against the press, he's fighting against the alumni. He's fighting against the Subway alumni. They all want you to win. But if you're not winning big enough, they're upset too. So Coach Farsesian really had to use all his experience in fending off and keeping the ship pointed in the right way. And I think when you look at Marcus Freeman, he's about 37, 38 years old. This is his second year at the helm at Notre Dame. And I think he's going to have some bumps along the road until he gets some experience. Right now, he's doing okay. They're winning besides having some of the bad mistakes that he's made. But also, Coach, if you're playing against a good team, and you know that when they were playing against Ohio State, 10 guys on the field really hurt them. And that was the point where they lost that game. Can you imagine if they would have beat Ohio State? They'd be 8-1 right now, and they'd be really looking strong at the playoff situation. So I don't know. I hope they can because they have good players. I think they're enthusiastic. I think they work hard. I think they just need to be on the ship that's pointed in the right direction. I think Coach Freeman wants it to go there. And hopefully he will keep it straight so that they can get to a great bowl game in the next couple of months.
Frank Pomerico joins us, captain of the 1973 National Championship team at Notre Dame. This is our Notre Dame football segment every Tuesday and Wednesday night. As you mentioned, the Irish 7-2, Clemson this week. Frank, I really look at the rest of the schedule. And if they play up to their ability, they can finish by winning out and have a 10-2 year.
Oh, Coach, without a doubt. I was talking with James about this as well. Notre Dame, Clemson is probably going to be the biggest stumbling block. But what they have to do is they have to look at every game and say, hey, listen, this is a game we can't afford not to think that this is the biggest game of the year. Because once they start thinking that, that's when Duke almost beat them, and that's when they got beat by Louisville after losing to Ohio State. They had their head in the sand, and they weren't thinking straight, and their motivation wasn't there. But, Coach, this Clemson team, they're going to have 81,000 fans in that stadium. It's at 12 o'clock on November 4th on ESPN, the first game of the day on Saturday. It's going to be about 56 degrees, partly cloudy, a perfect day. James is telling me, though, that Clemson, right now they're 4-4. But when you look at their schedule and the things that they've done, they lost to Duke. They were inside their 10, inside their 5 twice and didn't score. They fumbled both times, and they lost 28-7. Florida State, overtime, 31-24. Wake Forest, they beat 17-12. Miami, two overtimes there, and they lost 28-20. So Clemson has good talent. They can pass the ball. They have a good running game, but their forte, Coach, is going to be their defense. They have a great defense. They have allowed only 266 yards a game, combining passing and rushing against them. And so they played against some pretty good teams, and they've held them at bay. So Notre Dame has really got to watch it that they don't get overconfident going into Clemson and think they could just throw their helmet on the field and they're going to win, because Clemson is playing for their life right now. They have to win at least six games to get into a bowl game, and they have some pretty tough competition for the next couple of weeks. They also play Georgia Tech. They play North Carolina. And then I think they finish up with, it escapes me right now, but South Carolina. So they have tough teams to play, and they need to get at least two more wins to get to a bowl game. And I know Dabo Swinney would like to go to a bowl game to maybe get the next year off on a great start. I think he's a good coach. I think he's somebody that has the players on his side, and he's somebody that cares about his players. So we'll see what happens on Saturday, but Notre Dame has to be ready. If they're not ready, they're going to get ambushed, Coach, and they don't want to do that, especially when they have a great opportunity now to go into the off season at a January 1 bowl game, which would be great.
This is the type of game that could make Clemson's season, even with 4-4, with Notre Dame coming there. This is like their bowl game, giant bowl game to play Notre Dame and Clemson, and it is a crazy place. I once went with a team that are play, and the way they touch that rock and come down to the hill is something special, too. They'll be ready to play. So you're right, Frank. Notre Dame better be ready to play, but this is their bowl game.
Well, Coach, you know, I was talking with James, and when we were looking at Dabo Swinney, he's a winner. He's 161-39 at Clemson. Last year, they were 11-3. They were 8-0 in the ACC. They beat North Carolina in the championship game 39-10, and they lost to Tennessee in the Orange Bowl. So, you know, we're talking some big games there. But he's somebody that really can rally his troops. And I think when you're looking at just one game and you're talking about a team going into a foreign area, meaning a place that they're not used to. I mean, if they went to Indiana or if they go to Michigan State or Michigan, they've been there before. They see it quite a bit. For some reason, Clemson is kind of a mystery place. People don't see it as much on TV here in the Midwest as you see it in the East Coast. So they're kind of hidden from the people here in the Midwest. So Dabo is really, he's laying back there waiting for Notre Dame to come. And like you said, this makes their whole season if they beat Notre Dame. It's a real feather in their cap. It'll boost their confidence for their last three games. And if they can go out this season with winning 8 games in the regular season, that's a huge improvement from where they are right now at 4-4. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. The Irish have to be ready because Clemson is just waiting for them. They're biting at the bit to get in there and play against the Irish. Their defense is really strong, Coach. So that's something we're going to have to look out for.
Well, it could be a low-scoring defensive football game. We'll see what happens. I know Notre Dame is ready to play, and they've got their desires and goals, and so does Clemson. And you're right about Dabo Swinney. He is a real motivator, and he'll have his team ready to play. But, Frank, I always want to thank you, but we got to thank James. James had a lot of comments for tonight's show. So we want to thank James for all the information he gives both of us as far as to share with everybody on this show. And, Frank, I know you'll be up early walking the dogs. I know you'll get that in before Notre Dame plays early on Saturday.
Yes, we will, Coach. And the boys love it when it gets a little cooler and they can play around in the snow. But it makes it difficult to drive sometimes, but that's okay. If you look, I sent you some pictures. You'll be able to see them on your phone in the next couple hours here.
Oh, I already saw him, buddy. I saw the car. The car's got snow on the hood. So I can see it. So buckle up there, buddy, and be safe. Take your time and enjoy the weekend of college football. And we always wanted to thank you for joining us here with our Notre Dame football report. Frank Pomerico, you are a true Irish football player. Thanks, buddy. Frank Pomerico joins us weekly with our Notre Dame football report. Frank was the captain of the 1973 National Championship team at Notre Dame. You can feel his enthusiasm right here on the air. We want to thank our sponsor of this weekly segment, that's Station Casinos, STN Sports App, the most tested, reliable way to bet racing sports in Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations across the state of Nevada and Las Vegas. Visit stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com for more information. So I'm Harvey Hyde. Buckle up when we come back. Yes, it's basketball season. The UNLV women's basketball program will be opening up with an exhibition game tomorrow night. And who's going to be joining us? Yes, the head coach, Lindy LaRocque. So buckle up, everyone. From Las Vegas, I'm Harvey Hyde. We'll be right back.